Okay, good morning all. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph of Moed Kata. So this Mishnah continues in dealing with the laws of Chol HaMoed. And in particular, we pick off on a conversation of the idea that on Chol HaMoed we are allowed to do certain things that may not be permitted in all cases, but they are permitted in the case of a loss. Now we're going to define this a little bit further as we come into the case of Mishnah Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Misha hafaches zesav. If a person turned over his olives, why would a person turn over their olives? Well, a person turned over their olives before the Chag because he was preparing them to be pressed by oil. Ve'ero evel, and all of a sudden he became an avel. Some close relative passed away that he had to sit shiva, and so he's unable to press them before the Chag. O ones. Or he was honest, there was some sort of accident or whatever that he was unable to press the olives, so he had them all laid out, but he wasn't able to press them now. Or because his workers, they tricked him, they deceived him, they didn't come to work. They said they were going to come to work, but they didn't, and then all of a sudden the Chag came. So then, Toin Kora Rishona, says the Mishnah, the first opinion, in all of these cases, since he was not able to take care of it, but in theory he really had planned to take care of it before the Chag, on Chol HaMoed he is allowed to load the pressing beam onto the olives for the first time, and he can press them once on Chol HaMoed. Manich Aliachar HaMoed, and he can then leave the beam in place until after the Chag. But this opinion of the Mishnah does not allow him to press olives a second time and finish up the whole process, because the thought is that once they've been pressed once, then the olives are no longer going to rot. And since that's the case, then the loss has been prevented, and then you can therefore, now that you did the one malacha to prevent them from rotting, so now you can't do any more. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. However, Rabbi Yossi says, "Nah, I disagree." Zolif v'gomer v'gaf kedarko. He can even spill the olives onto the press and finish pressing out the rest of the oil, and you can seal the vat on Chol HaMoed, completing the entire process like you normally would. What's going on over here? So the issue over here is the malacha of dash. You can't squeeze juice out of fruits, and you're obviously going to be squeezing the juice out of the olives. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying you can do enough malacha to prevent the loss from happening. Rabbi Yossi is saying no. Once you're already allowed to do the malacha because there is a loss involved, then you can do it to completion. You don't have to play these games of waiting and doing only once and not doing the entire process. So Rabbi Yossi says you can do the whole thing, finish pressing them and seal the whole vat on Chol HaMoed, completing the entire process. Okay, Mishnah Beis. V'chemi shahaya yeno besoch habor. Similar to the previous Mishnah, we now have the case of a person who wine was squeezed from grapes and was sitting in the pit. They used to squeeze the grapes and would go into this special pit that was lined to keep the wine good for just a very small amount of time. The wine was sitting in the pit in front of this wine press, ready to be poured into barrels and then sealed, and then the wine would be able to keep for a long time. So the arrow Ava, but all of a sudden, so that was before the Chag, and all of a sudden he became an avil because a close relative passed away, and so he couldn't pour the wine into the barrels from the pit before the Chag. Ones, or some sort of accident prevented him from pouring the wine from the pit into the barrels. Or the same situation as last time, that the workers deceived him, they tricked him by promising that they were going to come do the work, and they didn't come. And then all of a sudden, what do you know? The Chag came. So says the Mishnah, the first opinion, Zolif v'gomer v'gaf kedarko. Then just like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and the previous Mishnah said that he can do everything, so says this opinion, who will soon see, is Rabbi Yossi. In all of these cases, he can pour all of the wine into the barrels and seal the barrels in the usual manner with a full-fledged seal, and everything will be okay. He's allowed to do everything he needs to do. That's what Rabbi Yossi has to say. He was the one who gave the full leniency in the previous Mishnah, and again, he's the one who gives the full leniency in this Mishnah. So you'll say, I don't understand. What's the problem of pouring the wine into the barrels? What malacha is there? So the truth is, there is no malacha. However, we know we don't like to exert a lot of work on a Chol HaMoed and be very busy in that sense. So you would not be allowed to do it from that angle. But says the Mishnah, says Rabbi Yossi, you are allowed to do it because of you wanted to do it before the Chag, but you didn't get a chance. So you therefore are allowed to do it now on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Huda says, Osa lo limudim b'shvil shalo yachmetz. So Rabbi Huda says, just like his opinion was in the previous Mishnah, you can do what you need to do to make sure that it doesn't get ruined, so you don't have a loss, but you can't do it anymore. So he says that you could leave the wine in the pit. And what do? You make a temporary covering of boards to put over the pit so that it won't sour. But he can draw the wine out of the pit on Chol HaMoed. There is one other malacha that is in theory involved, and that is when you seal the pits, the malacha of memachik might be involved. That's the malacha of smoothing things out, if you remember from Masech Shabbos. And so how is he smoothing things out? Well, when he seals it, he's going to put some clay over it and have to seal the clay over. So that would be the malacha of memachik. But again, it's Rabbi Yossi that is totally okay. You're allowed to do all of that. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, all you could do is just protect it in the pit, but you can't draw it out of the pit. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. But for now, we'll stop right here.